always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta.
What's up? This the host, Don Christian, the Warrior, and you're tuning in to Yada the King Radio. Let's get into some music. Andalay right here, called Higher. He goes in. We're going to go in with the homie Yavis, and we're going to talk on the topic of character. Don't go nowhere. Yeah!
Hey, 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 yeah. Hey, you know what it is. Hey,
got no choice. I'm too blessed to be quiet. Still in the land of the living, though I ain't dead yet. No, Satan definitely tried. 615, my city. Titans logo, all of my fitted. And all of my critics thought I might quit it. They thought I might take my wrist and then split it. No, I tried that back in the survived that. God was telling me I still had something to accomplish. We can do it together with him as my accomplice. So on my back now, yes. Tell me, don't that sound fresh? He be telling me what track sound best. He was even willing to hire me, though he should have fired me because I felt the background check. My lord, I'm looking different. Get used to me. Cause you be told I'm not the man I used to be. I'm feeling good and my soul on fire. If you feeling like I do, come on, it's time to take it.
Hey, 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 you know what it is. Hey,
turn up, turn up,
hey, hey, is anybody excited like I'm excited?
Take it, take it,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Find these D-boys. By doing that, we condone evil. I could have been paid just like them. Chose not to poison my own people. Ain't on no high horse. I don't like heights. I am just saying. Me selling wipes to get that green. I'ma lose every time like a Jets fan. Jesus died to set me free. Yes, indeed. Cause some people at my circle just like thee. Let us see. Man, we live for the money, die for the money. Just so we can pull up in whatever with the top chopped off. There's a price to be paid for the life that we crave. It's work in your top chopped off. They say I'm different. Well, get used to me. Cause you be told I'm not the man I used to be. I'm feeling good. And my soul on fire. If you feeling like I do, come on, it's time to take it.
Hey, 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 yeah, hey, you know what it is, hey,
turn up, turn up,
yeah, hey, is anybody excited like I'm excited?
Take it, take it,
yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
hey, you know what it is, hey,
turn up, turn up,
we going to a new level this year, baby,
turn up,
hey, 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 hey.
Amazing. amazing. It's so real.
Yeah.
I can't contain it. I'm about to blow, and I just gotta let the world know.
Your love is amazing.
Understand what I'm feeling now. Been taken to another place, another space, can't even lie. I know my past and my present ain't what it should be, but your love, your grace, and your mercy said that I could be. And so you shower me and show me super favor. It keeps reminding me, I'll always need a savior. And you'll be here now and later, even to the end of day. So I put my hands up and say that. So crazy, just how I feel. Your love's amazing, it's so real.
Yeah.
I can't contain it, I'm about to blow, and I just gotta let the world know.
Your love's amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. And I just gotta let the world know.
Yeah.
Your love is amazing.
About it, Lord, you've been so good to me.
Oh,
even though I don't deserve. so good. Every day, every hour, love is so good. So good, oh, so good.
All right, man, this is the Warrior Don Cristiano with the homie Yavis right now with me all the way from Columbus, Ohio, getting it in, man. You've been doing music for a minute, bro. You used to go by the name Street Pastor. Tell us why you changed the name, and then we're going to get into your testimony, man.
Yeah. For many years, I went by the name Street Pastor. And I guess for me, as I begin to grow as a person, and not just as an artist, I mean like just as an individual, mm-hmm. Yavis is my government name. And the Lord had really spoke to me that music was a small part of what I was going to do. You know what I mean? And kind of just as a growth process, as a maturation process, maturing, I felt like using my government name just made more sense to me. Like, I want to be Yavis. I don't want to be not the Street Pastor is a bad moniker, but a lot of times I feel like artists create these characters, and there's somebody different on stage than they are off stage. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the way my music is, it's always been transparent, it's always been honest, and so I want people to know the real me, like the real Yavis. So let's give them my real government name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, man, dope, man. So Yavis, we with you, chilling. That's the government name you rock with. We was born with. Let's talk about your testimony, man. How did you come to know Jesus, man? Talk to us about some of the things that you grew up in and what God did to change your life, bro.
Yeah, man, I got a similar story to a lot of artists or rappers or people out there in general. You know, I grew up in a home with a mother who struggled with a crack cocaine addiction. Right. You know, my father, my biological father wasn't around. My stepfather wasn't in the music industry. And so I had a chance to travel with him a lot to kind of see the world for real. With seeing the world in the music industry, you know, like, you know, drugs and all that kind of stuff is involved heavy. So I was seeing it there, I was seeing it at home, and pretty much, you know, society already counted me out because of my circumstance. Mm. And at a young age, just seeing my mother deal with that addiction, she would always send me to church. She would send me to church every single Sunday, no matter what happened the night before, no matter how much crack you smoke, I got to go to church the next morning.
Wow.
So she wake me up, and even though she didn't go, she would send me. So In that situation, I lived with other people and learned from other people. Like, I learned the 5% of religion. I learned Islam. I learned Israelite. And then one day, I'm at this church, and I'm about 9-10 years old at this time. I'm at this church, and this pastor's talking about a guy named Jabez. And he was talking about how Jabez had a weird name.
Yeah.
His name meant pain. And I'm like, yo, I can relate to this Jabez guy because people brutalize my name. Like, it's so hard for people to get Yavis correct. They just brutalize it. You know
what
I mean?
My bad, man. Hey, don't just put that on me, man. Come on, bro.
I'm talking about, you know, everybody. But that's what I thought about at the young of an age. Like, man, his name is funny, and I got a funny name, too. Like,
wow.
I gravitated towards the story.
Yeah.
But the pastor made a good point. He was like, Jabez had cried to the God of Israel, oh, Lord, bless me indeed and increase my territory.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that Jabez, that God granted what Jabez requested. So I'm like, well, I didn't learn Islam. Let me try the God of the Bible, this Jabez God that he prayed to. So I prayed. I'm like, if Jesus Christ is real, get my mom off crack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And like, almost like a week later, even that, I came home one day. My mom was just cracking her crack pipes in the tub, like she said she was done.
Yes.
And so from that point, I was like, I didn't know a lot about Jesus because I was young still. So I said, you know what, this is probably the path or the God that I'm gonna pray to, that I'm gonna try to learn about. And throughout my life, through still dealing with temptation of, you know, the streets and temptation in college and, you know, this life in general, you know what I'm saying? I think I've come to grow and know about the knowledge of the Lord because of my experiences. So my first encounter with him was through, you know, him freeing my mom from a crack cocaine addiction. And then seeing I put my family back together. My mom is now a drug and alcohol counselor, you know? So that's amazing because she comes from that. My stepfather, who manages all kind of groups in the industry, now manages me. And he works with my mom with the drug and alcohol counselor service. So, yeah, man, that's my testimony kind of in a nutshell, you know what I mean? It's a long one. I got more, but that's what it is in a nutshell, you know?
Well, look, man, we going to crack that nut open and see. What else, man? What's some of the things that happened even after that, man? Share just some other instances where you really felt, man, God was pushing you to grow closer to him, and even in your personal walk with him.
Man, I think for me, music has always been such a big part of my life. Like, I've been rapping since I was, like, 7.
Yeah.
And it was more of an outlet, you know what I'm saying? Like, freestyling, just trying to get stuff out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because where I was from, we didn't really have basketball courts real close by, and we didn't have recreational things to do, so we were rap. And so music has always been a gift to me, and also like one of the biggest hindrances to me, because one thing about music, especially rap music, is very private, you know. So around the age of 15-16, I was producing for other artists, writing for other artists, and I was working with all secular artists at the time. And so it was crazy to me because for so long, I had always gravitated towards, you know, Christian music, towards gospel music. I was actually a gospel rapper as a kid, and I had record deals. But what happened was, you know, think about the industry. People don't know a lot about it, but the industry, it's an evil industry. Even in gospel music, the business side can corrupt things, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So due to a bad record label that I was signed with when I was younger, I, like, kind of turned my back on gospel music and gospel rap. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and do secular music. That's what I decided to do. So at the end of the day, I had to come to grips with the fact that God had given me this awesome gift. And even though I may have been doing, you know, tracks with a lot of secular artists and producing for secular artists, but that's not what God gave me that gift to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things for me was really the gift. Give my gift back over to God. That was probably my biggest struggle. And I really don't think I fully committed myself musically to God until maybe around the age of, you know, 19, 20 years old, I got really serious about the ministry aspect of my music. You know what I mean? And so that's definitely a testimony of mine, because I see a lot of artists out there who are hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And who are hungry, they want to get on, they want to get the notoriety, but you have to understand that, man, it's so much bigger than just us getting Grammys and, you know, getting Stellars and selling records at the end of the day. I think people have to really get that in their mind, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Right. Man, that's good stuff, man. So we hearing a testimony from the homie Yavez right here on Yacht of the King Radio, man. We're going to get into some of the music, some of the different things that you go through, man. Let's look. We're gonna go to one of your songs, man. What song you want to spin first tonight, man?
Let's start it off with Testify, man. Let's do that first.
All right, Testify. If you listen to Yacht of the King Radio, you definitely heard this track on here, man. You get to hear him testify, share his story, everything that he's going through, man, in this track right here on Yacht of the King Radio. We'll be right back.
Turn my music. Mo Jesus, bless me. Y'all ready? Let me cook.
Let me cook.
No Lil B.
No Lil B.
I flow, your God flow is a Lil G. I'm Jack Hanna in the jungle where gorillas be. The way I write the feeling be a beautiful soliloquy. Fight like a soldier, stand like a king. The spoils of victory, share with the team. And every avenue that leads to the dream means nothing if you die and lose your soul at the scene. Body bag, the body dies. Can you swim the trail of tears from a thousand eyes? Angels broken wings, so they fail to fly. Similar to Beelzebub, the angel thrown from the sky. got the vengeance, the revving of engines, the school of the cool, where they pray for attendance, social networks, where they pray for attention. I just pray at the gates that my name gets a mention.
Hold on, G. Yeah. Let me testify. Let me testify. Let me testify. Hold on, G. Let me testify. Let me testify. We gon' touch the sky. Hold on, G. Let me testify. Let me testify. Let me testify. Hold on, G. Let me testify. Let me testify.
Yeah. I said. It's the vengeance, the revving of engines, the school of the cool, where they pray for attendance, social networks, where they pray for attention. I just pray at the gates that my name gets a mention, followed by a well done. I ain't cooking steak though, I'ma lift his name high, sit back and lay low, up under my fire panel, I ain't got no halo, but every day he every day perfecting on my faith though. I'm on that Peter Paul, they on that Peter Pan, they don't wanna grow up with me, I'm on my grown man. You on that Roseanne, no disrespect, I'm just saying, I don't understand they dialect. And if Christ ain't the all in all, then life is work, and I'm calling off. It's a tightrope, and yeah, I'm falling off. Good luck with that, might as well talk.
Hold on, G, let me testify, let me testify, let me testify. Hold on, G. Let me testify, let me testify, we gon' touch the sky. Hold on, G. Let me testify, let me testify, let me testify. Hold on, G. Let me testify, let me testify.
Will I ride? Will I ride?
God got me covered, you know what I'm talking about? Said in his word, he wishes above all things that I prosper. Be in good health, even as my soul prosper. Don't get mad, cause I ain't climbing up the rough side of the mountain with you. He gave me the authority to speak to him, so that's what I'ma do. Talk to him.
Comfortable all around, but I can't let my faith fail. Even in the midst of the fire, I know my God will prevail. And like a Hebrew boy, I refuse to bow. I believe this word, trouble lasts but a little while. Tryna shake my faith. Got your boy feeling punny. Got a car full of groceries, and all I got is light bill money. But I trust in God. What can I say? Chris said 9802, give a $100 million, so I have a nice day. Ay, never have I seen the righteous forsaken the seed, begging bread with the bread, so I know it's all good. So I'ma keep on looking to the hills. We're coming through my help and keep my focus, bringing Jesus to the hood. If my God said it, I believe it, cause I know he not a man that he should lie. So I'ma keep on standing on the stage with the mic in my hand, head bowed with my finger to the sky.
I got my index finger to the sky. And they wanna ask me why.
Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splashing background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yachtoftheking.com and advertise today. Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses? Do you need help in pulling it all together? The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs. Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review. We are excited to share with you a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world. Visit HunterHartPublishing.com. Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
Sorry, Frank, but unless you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt there's a God, I'll never believe.
But Bob, every decision we make in this world requires faith. For instance, you got in this car.
That didn't require faith.
Oh, sure it did. I mean, how do you know I'll get us to work safe and sound?
Well, you've gotten me there in the past.
Right. You examined the evidence and decided it was safe to get in the car. But you don't know that I'll get us there safely today.
Hey, you come on, man. You're going too fast for this turn. Slow down.
Unless you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that these brakes are going to work, I'm not going to use them.
Frank, come on. There's a stoplight ahead. Use the brakes. They'll work.
Prove it.
Well, but I can't.
Well, we just don't know about these brakes now, do we?
Whoa, we're gonna die!
Well, what do you know? The brakes do work.
Of course they do.
And Bob, the evidence that there is a God is as conclusive as the evidence that these brakes will work. You need to look at the facts and make a decision.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
All right, we back with Yav S right here on Yacht of the King Radio, man. He was talking about people messing up his name. He had the biblical character, Jabez, Yavez. That's how you do it, right? Yavez, right?
Yavez, like novice. Like
okay. Now, there you go, man. Hey, when you give me a rhyme word, that's what it is. Novice, Yavez. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
We got that, man. Speaking of rhyming, bro, I know you've been rhyming for a minute. Like I said, I've been listening to you, man, for years, bro. I remember you was like the battle rapper back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Now you like more serious as I listen to this album. So talk to me, man, about the transition. You shared a little bit of the ministry, the aspect earlier, but talk to me about the transition in your music, man. It used to be kind of more mainstream. Now you almost got a underground sound a little bit. Talk to me about that, man.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you know, like the growth process, Coming into music, you know, one thing for me is, like I said, man, music is definitely a very tricky place if you don't know who you are and what you want to do with music. And I think for so long for me, I was just trying to really build. It's, I don't want it to sound like fans, but build a listener base. You know what I'm saying? And so, it's certain music that you got to make to appeal to those people. But I think deep down in my heart, I've always been that underground type of backpacker, hip-hop type of artist, because that's where I come from, you know, battling and actually writing things. And for so long, I had to write songs that were more appealing or more mainstream appeal, so to speak, for people to kind of listen at first, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once I got their ear, they realized that, hey, this kid is kind of nice, then I can slip in and kind of do what I want. So I think for me personally, it was more so one, kind of building my listener base, but also getting confident and saying, you know, I want to make this kind of music, so that's what I'm going to make, you know? Yeah. I'm going to do this kind of music. I like this kind of music. It's real to me. It's honest to me. And it's crazy because even in all the projects where it may have sounded a lot of, like, really mainstream, if you listen to some of the songs or songs that are in between those songs, you always get that one real underground, grungy, gym type of feel.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's what I kind of want to continue to bring to the table. I mean, it's crazy because now I'm to the point where I just want to make whatever I feel like making. And if people like it, thank God. If people don't, it ain't them. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where it's a growth thing. It's definitely a growth thing as an artist.
Yo, that's what's up, man. So during the growth, well, let me ask you this. Do you feel like a lot of artists, even in the music industry, saved, unsaved, do that same thing where they try to build an audience and then bring them into their own sound?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people try to build an audience without trying to figure out where they're going to take them. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, a lot of my projects have been strategic. Like, I don't just put anything out there without having a goal of where I'm going to take them to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, if you go back to even working overtime, which is my first really good mixtape that I actually like.
Yeah.
Working overtime, like, kind of laid the premise for where I was going to go. And then, you know, the Prince Among Thieves series that I did, the It's Pronounced Yavis, which is right before I changed my name, you know what I mean? So I did that so people could know what my name was going to be.
Yeah.
Then I did the In Summer's Ear. I followed up with In Autumn's Ear. I'm working on In Winter's Ear, that kind of stuff. So I've always been strategic about where I want to take artists. I don't think everybody does that. Right. You gotta really plan stuff out, and that's one thing about it. Like, even biblically, the Bible says, you know, without vision, you gotta have vision, man. Without vision, you gotta have vision. So people a lot of times do not have vision; they're not where they want to go. You gotta write the vision. You gotta make it plain. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's biblically. You know, write your vision out. So personally, to me, I got a vision. I got a place where I want to take people, and I do it by dropping seeds in the music.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff, man. I've been watching some of the videos that you guys had. You guys got this wristband that you guys rock with a lot, man. Talk to me about this wristband and the campaign behind it and how you guys are helping impact people in your area.
Man, the wristbands come from the song Butterflies. Hmm. And it's crazy because a friend of mine, she has a company where she makes, you know, custom jewels and stuff. And, you know, the jewelry is something that people rock nowadays. Everybody likes the beads and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, with Butterflies, the song that talks about, you know, abortion and about life and about letting that seed grow. A lot of times, you may make bad decisions, but it doesn't mean that pregnancy was a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Because only God can bring forth life. You know what I'm saying? Only God can bring forth life, and only God can take life at the end of the day. And so, when you look at the song Butterflies, it's really encouraging people to make good decisions. And if you had an abortion, or, you know somebody who has had one, this actual bracelet signifies you saying, you know what, I'm gonna support life. So it's called the Tree of Life bracelet. It's custom made. You know, they're engraved with the actual Tree of Life on the actual bracelet.
Oh, wow.
So, you know what I mean? So that was the kind of the idea behind it. Kind of start a movement with that. People can see that it can be a conversation starter. People ask, you know, where'd you get it from? You know, what does it mean? And you kind of go from there, you know?
Yeah, no, that's dope, man. So just being involved in that, how important do you think it is that even in the, mainly in the Christian hip-hop arena, that we are linked up with these type of foundations, organizations, to actually impact people? Man, how important do you think this is?
I think at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this. One thing about Jesus is that he was intentional and he was out with the people. You know what I mean? And Jesus actually touched on social issues that were going on. So a lot of times I think we close ourselves off from the world and we think to ourselves that all we got to do is just, you know, focus on the church. But there's things going on politically, like policy, education,
right.
Reform, immigration. All these things are important really in the scope of Christianity, for real.
Right.
And what we as believers are to be a part of and change. So for me personally, I feel like my music has to touch on social issues because really, you know what I mean, the answer for gun violence is Jesus Christ. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The answer for the drug problem is Jesus Christ. The answer for you know, mass incarceration of black males is Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? So in my mind, he's the remedy for everything, so I bring him to those things, you know?
Yeah.
All right, that's what it is. Let's get into this track.
Mother,
Butterflies,
16,
Yavis, Yada the King Radio. Yada.
Prime queen. Pops was a high school all-star, all-state. I'm a ball out just like you. I can't wait. Years later, growing up, I'm 8th, 2nd grade, reading at a 5th grade rate. Teachers say I'm special. gifted, you proud, right? Had my assembly, you scream my name loud, right? Now I'm in high school, ballin' just like you. College, got a full ride, went to IU. Poli sci major, then I went to law school. Harvard, I'ma change the world, that's what I'ma do. Start my own law firm, history, it's my turn. Fighting cases, this court is adjourned. But accordingly, unfortunately, I never even lived, cause mother, you aborted me.
Butterflies, bandage cries, childhood dreams that'll never be mine. You didn't let me live. You didn't let me live. Butterflies, bandage cries, childhood dreams that'll never be mine. You didn't let me live. You didn't let me live.
Molested all her life, used and abused, said she never be your wife. She gave me all her love, all her sweet kisses. Who knew that I would be the answer to her wishes? Said she loved my voice and loved the way I sing. She put me in a talent show and let me do my thing. I'ma make you proud, ma, I'ma take us far. Right above the clouds, ma, I'ma be a star. I went and did a demo, gave it to your friend Tony. And Tony had a friend of a friend up at Sony. Your girl got signed, and now I'm on my way. I'm traveling to Europe, touring with 12A. My album hit the billboards, dreams are fulfilled. But unfortunately, this ain't even real. Why? So I backtrack accordingly. I never even lived, cause mother, you aborted me.
Butterflies, bandage cries, childhood dreams that'll never be mine. You didn't let me live. You didn't let me live. Butterflies, bandage cries, childhood dreams that'll never be mine. You didn't let me live. You didn't let me live.
Touchy subject, I can never judge, right? But I would like to offer you some love and some insight. Beyond the politics of pro-choice and pro-life, the common response is do you, since it's your life. But common sense, without the consciousness, our love for the gift, it means we do not exist. It's a life that was planted, lungs meant to breathe, eyes meant to read, it's gums meant to teeth. With a God who orchestrates everything, the giver of life in which we receive. You got a heavy past, move on to tomorrow. Ask God for forgiveness and joy for your sorrow. Yeah, I pray you let the flower bloom, that you won't let your womb be a tomb. Yeah, I pray you let that flower bloom, that you won't let that womb be a tomb. And let me live.
Butterflies, bandage cries, childhood dreams that'll never be mine. You didn't let me live. You didn't let me live. Butterflies, bandage cries, childhood dreams that'll never be mine. You didn't let me live. You didn't let me live.
Oh man, I guess I should just go right in. Really, this is not a new assignment. Really, this is just a newer climate. God gives a blank check, expecting you to sign it. Lose your life, yep, but I bet you'll truly find it. I'm trying to maneuver like a Heimlich. I don't want to trip on a God that's gonna split us and remove us like a minus. I gotta time this perfectly. Got divine lines and I'm trying to spit with kindness. Work with me. You hustle with a rock, we hustle for the rock. You hustle for a knock, we hustle for eternal guap. I know some real hustlers, real ambassadors. Matter of fact, you'll laugh at some of my old ladies in Africa. You shouldn't laugh because they're laughing us. They stay on track, they're looking back like you can't run half a lap with us. They're like the master was, doing like the master does. Makes me wanna play my role like an actor does.
You see me, yeah,
yeah.
You see me, yeah. You see
open
me,
your
yeah.
Eyes.
You see me.
Listen, there's a mark, ain't nobody hitting it. I know the day you're young, so you're getting it. Of course, they pour more and more, so you're sipping it. The Maybach's like a slave back, you're whipping it. I witnessed it, most of this is just appearance. Most of y'all are still living with your parents. God made man, so man a shine for certain. But made it for himself, but me the mind is certain. That's why you get fly, then we find you're hurting. Not what it seems, that's the man behind the curtain. You say I'm preachy, that's my MO. I heard you saying amen, I thought okay, then that's my inroad. Jesus wept, how about that? Not too much, short and sweet. But he wept for sin and death, now we ask for your belief. Whether you are out the womb, out the church, out the pen, you're a soul for a soul, you know we are out the wind.
You see me, yeah.
I got one more for ya. I hustle for the real Jesus, cause he's a beast. Not that dude that you use to be a Jesus piece. All that God taught the day, you got me so confused. I thought God was the diamonds on the gold, y'all. You, Jesus, teach us how to hustle. We listening too. He knows street, his feet had a blister or two. He knows sleep, how sleep could be far and few. How to beat the body down for grounds, he's called us too. Now, take that, try that, take it back, apply that. Put that in your real life, and then put that in it, Pyrex. Let that rock of truth do to you what it do. Cause the win, when it comes to sin, you must be biggest losers. Drop the weight, watch your plate, watch what you take on. Even if it ain't wrong, don't run with them weights on. Show up all that great form, look at all like you ate songs. Hope to see you at the finish line with them raised arms.
You see me, yeah, you see me, yeah, you see me, yeah, you see me.
Just in case there was some confusion, we here. Say, I don't know y'all exist.
Yeah, you see me.
I see you.
You see me.
You ain't know.
You ain't know.
Jesus represent us. Yeah.
Right, we back, man. Talk to me, man. We gonna ask some fun facts. We're gonna have an after party for all those that are wondering, where's the fun facts? It's only on the Yacht of the King app. It's $1.99. Take it with you everywhere you go. You don't want to be without it, man. But Yavis, talk to me. I corrected myself. I'm Novice Yavis. That's how we
did. You did a good job, man.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, by the end of the interview, man, I need a certificate or something. You know what I'm saying? But talk to me, man, about some of the reactions to this video that you came out with, man, called Butterflies.
Man, honestly, though, that song has just been crazy because I performed the song recently, and a young lady came up to me and she said, she passed me a note, and the note said, I was going to go abort my child this week. Wow. But because of this song, I'm going to keep my child, and I'm going to name it Yavis, whatever it is, because you were the voice that I heard who stopped me from doing such.
Wow.
And that was just like, that was amazing to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the reactions I'm getting from people are, they're actually rethinking, you know what I'm saying, their decisions. Like, people who were going to have abortions are not having them now, and people who have had abortions, they're kind of finding a new hope, because this last verse of the song kind of encourages you, if you have had an abortion, you know, that God forgives if you truly repent. And you can turn from that, God will forgive you for that. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And he'll restore you and restore your wound. And so that's important. So it's been a beautiful response. The song is crazy because I wrote it over like 3 years ago. I just never put it out. You know what I mean? I just never actually released the song because I didn't know what kind of impact it would have. I was, you know, stuck, you know, back and forth, forever trying to figure it out. And, you know, God really, you know, just like, do it. You got to do it. And he showed me why it's being released now. He showed me why it's been spoken about now, you know?
Yeah. Man, that's powerful, man. And I just want to encourage anybody, man, when God gives you something, man, continue to get it out. Even if it's take time, man, because sometimes God knows the perfect... Well, I ain't going to say sometimes. God always knows the perfect timing, man. And we're going to get into the topic of the day. I was asking Yavis, what do you want to talk about today? And he was talking about character. This is something that God has him on. Man, talk to me briefly. How do you describe character, man?
Well, I think character is really defined on what you do when nobody else is around. The decisions you make, the thoughts that you have. And it's like the person you truly are when nobody else is looking. You know what I mean? I feel like we all wear masks or certain personalities that we've got to have. We've got to be this person because of who we're around. But when we're by ourselves, that's when we're our truest. You know what I'm saying? That's when we're our realest. And so character is very important. And that's something I really have been working on lately, you know?
Yeah. So when you say working on it, for somebody out there that's like, yo, I want to work on my character too. Is it like, you know, hey, man, you just sitting down and you're like, man, I got to work on my character. What are some things you're actually doing in effort, or maybe not even you, but just anybody in general, what are some things that they can do to build their character? Because there's a lot of people that character right now is shot. Their character is shot. So how do they build that?
Well, notice that everything starts with prayer. Like, prayer is the foundation of your life. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about prayer, that's one of those things where you actually build a relationship with you and God. And I feel like the biggest issue a lot of us have in life is our relationship with God is just either non-existent or it's just like, you know, don't really have.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I'm trying to work on my prayer life, you know, and getting up, praying constantly, praying every morning.
Yeah.
And then even with prayer comes reading, you know what I'm saying, reading and meditating on the word. So for me personally, you know, Bible app on my phone, because I'm always on my phone anyway, so I might as well have the Bible on my phone.
Yep.
So I'm sitting here doing nothing, I might as well go ahead and go through the scriptures and begin to read the scriptures and learn about the scriptures and really get in touch with who God really is. So another part of it is spending alone time. I think sometimes we hate to be alone because then we're faced with ourselves, the person that we really are.
Yeah.
And so me personally, with the life I live, I'm always around people, like whether it be doing shows, whether it be at the studio with the homies, whether it be traveling, like I'm always around people. So like I've made time for me to just chill by myself and just to hear, you know what I'm saying, hear from God and hear my own thoughts, you know what I mean? So those three elements right there are some things that I'm working on, because think about it, you know, you pray for patience, then God gives you an opportunity to display patience.
Yeah.
For real. You know what I mean? I've been praying for patience like crazy. And today, I had to be at an event. It's crazy. Today, I had an event here in Columbus. I've been named as like one of the top 50 young professionals to know in Columbus or whatever.
Yeah.
But they had a big event today. So I had to be there by a certain time. I was on time. Everything was good. I got dressed. I leave the house. I messed around and locked my keys inside the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Couldn't even leave. So, you know, but again, I've been praying for patience all week. So I had to wait for somebody, you know, to come and bring me the extra set of keys, and I had to wait, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to just be patient. I was in a rush, but God made me be patient. So it's like, man, if you want to develop your character, you have to allow God to chisel you down. It's going to hurt. It ain't going to be easy, but you have to allow him to chisel you down, man, because really the battlefield of the mind is really what starts all this stuff. And everything starts with a thought, and that thought comes directly from your heart, you know?
Yeah, man, look, we're going to do this little trivia real quick. What are some three things that somebody can look at as red flags to know, hey, it's time for you to work on your character?
Man, well, I'm gonna just be honest and talk about me, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
The three things that I noticed about myself were that, like, my thoughts, like my thought process. Like, it was very easy for me to get distracted and think about stuff I shouldn't have been thinking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was one thing. I'm like, all right, so where are these thoughts coming from? You know what I'm saying? Like where is this happening? Like, why aren't you focused? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that was definitely one area, because when I got into the Bible, began to read the word, like my mind wanted to think about everything else outside the Bible. So now I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, I'm reading scriptures, but I'm thinking about, man, I really want these kicks. Like, I really want to go do this. I really want to go do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like a million distractions popped up. So that was one thing. I'm like, all right, so something you got to get together there. You know what I'm saying? That's very important. Also, like selfishness, man. Just not really wanting to give to others. You know what I'm saying? Based on not wanting to be hurt. You know what I'm saying? Opening up to people. So knowing that you could be vulnerable. Like, that's one thing I was always very, very closed in. Like, even as a kid, like, I'd be very outgoing talking to people and stuff, but when it came to, like, friendships that go beyond the surface, I wasn't really heavy on those friendships because of the people who came in and out of my life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the people that I lost, too, you know what I'm saying? The dope game or two deaths and that kind of stuff, because you become close to somebody, you become friends with them, you know what I'm saying? You love them, and then they get snatched away. So for me, I found myself not building good friendships, strong friendships, because of my past. So it's like, man, you got to really get that character flaw together, you know?
Yeah.
And then just the walk in general, like, just wanting to have a better walk with God, wanting to hear from God more, you know what I'm saying? I truly believe that we have the ability to hear directly from God, and he gave us scripture so that we can learn who he is and we can hear his voice. I want to hear God's voice more clearly.
Yeah.
So those are three areas that I really felt like, yo, you got to get it together. And plus, man, you got to just grow up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for me personally, I've been doing music for a long time. I love doing music, but it's way more than music, man. This is about your walk and about your faith and about growing.
Yeah, was talking about way more than music. I mean, a lot of times people only judge their character on what they do. You know, it's like, oh, I'm a rapper, so my character is da 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 da. Or I'm a pastor, so my character is blah blah blah. I'm a sports analyst, I'm a sports player, whatever, so my character is this. How do we get outside of our job character and actually create our identity character?
Well, at the end of the day, man, I feel like this. A lot of people let their careers and their, you know, their rap ministry or their preaching ministry, like, really, like, define them as a person. And I think we have to realize that we've all been sent here to bring glory to God. Like, I guess not what you've been sent here for. You know what I'm saying? Like, He allows you to have a career, maybe to provide for your family, maybe to serve Him through that avenue. But the whole intention of us being here is to serve God in whatever form that He wants us to serve Him. So I feel like one thing that we must do for sure is sit down and just figure out, all right, Lord, what it is that you have for me to do in my life? What am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
And I think that boils down to your talent and your gifts.
Yep.
See, because he's given us all a talent. He's given us all, like, a certain gift. And so the thing we have to ask ourselves is, Lord, this talent you gave me, how can I use it to glorify you in ministry? Those are the things that we use to create our character. You know what I'm saying? Like the rapping and stuff, that's here. That's gonna be gone. Like, if rap went out of style tomorrow, a lot of people would be heartbroken. You know what I'm saying? But one thing about it, ministry would never go out of style, man. Ministry would never go out of style.
Wow. Man, that's some heavy words that he said. Ministry will never go out of style, man. I definitely appreciate that, bro. Let me ask you this, man. It's going to be the last question on the topic of the day. What are the results of good character, man?
Well, I feel like at the end of the day, the results of good character, man, it's just a greater walk with God, man. And I think one thing about it is this. Like, we're always going to be getting better. Like he said, like, we're His work in progress. We're His workmanship. So He's always making us better until the day He comes back and gets us, you know what I'm saying, and glorifies us. So the work of good character, I mean, the result of good character, that you find yourself not falling to the same things you used to fall to, same temptations, the same problems, the same circumstances. Like, you elevate, you get better. So I think those are the results of good character, man.
Yeah. Definitely, man. And he talked about some of the things that you need to do. If you just tuning in, you missed some of this, man. This was a lot of great stuff on your character, man. And some of us need work on our character. Some of us may not have spent time with God like we know we should be, man. Make sure you get that time in with Him. Read your word, man. And sometimes it's good to fast, man. Jesus says some things don't go away with but prayer and fasting. So make sure you get it in like that, man. Yavis, what are we going to go to right now, man? What track you want to play, bro?
Hit him with the Dying to Live, man.
Dying to Live. Talk to me about this one, man. What were you thinking about when this song was being created?
Man, Dying to Live, me and my homeboy Ron Riley, who's a good friend of mine and an amazing producer, we were working on this actual song for a while. We had it for a while, and we kind of got in the studio and started messing around with it. And the whole idea, the whole concept, it's a real feel good. It's just like a We Are the World triumphant type of joint. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, the whole idea that you'll never live until you die to those things that God does not see okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So until I understand that causes me to miss the mark, I'm not alive. I'm not living. And so every day, man, I'm really dying to some things so I can truly live. So it's a blessing because we were able to get Ruslan from The Breaks on there. He came in, did his thing, did like a spoken word / rap piece on there. And the production is crazy. I got some homies out in the Bay Area, Hope for Life. He did some production on it as well, like at the end of the joint. Ron Riley, man, really laid the foundation and just dope track.
All right, we're going to go into commercial break right now. And right after the commercial, we're going to get into this track from Yavis called Dying to Live. Make sure you tell somebody it's going down. If you missed part of the interview, you want to get the whole thing, go to ydkradio.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, yo. what?
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey.
Yo, what's up?
What?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? SSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South. At the South.com.
The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast. WestCoastFire.com.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up, 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, hourofgospelswagger.com. All you need to know is it's going down here at HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. You want the show? On the go,
get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
This track right here, Yavis, Dying to Live, Yada the King Radio.
Yeah. See, me hates the me that they eyes cannot see. Every day I kill the Jew, Nazi. With sin I roll the die, Yahtzee. But I must die, black tie and black box me. Heart was frozen cold, you know, hockey. Jail to my sin, but Christy unlocked me. Keys open doors, doors lead to rooms. Rooms hold the beds where we heal from our wounds. Yeah, on the account of his stripes, he had to die once so that I may live twice. As good math, save me from God's wrath. Without him, I'm incomplete. Drop pass. Fourth down, but now I'm looking up. Touchdown, two hands up, them good field goals. Let it die, but die to live again. Toe tag under the skin, let's begin.
Baby, the news, I was troubled water. Living the life so artificial. Straight away, don't die soon to come.
Running in place,
going nowhere fast, trying to chase grace. How does fame taste when my Messiah already came? Why am I trying to save face? My reputation is not important for paving the road for others to travel, even if I'm not your favorite. Just the lane that I've stayed in, and I started as a layman. He finally told me to walk, I didn't anticipate it raining. Sometimes conflict is better than silence. Sometimes his will may not be on my list. Wireless mileage in the cloud is the livest. I just wanna thrive without being a survivalist.
I'm sinking to rise again. I'm falling to fly again. I'm trying to run, dying to live. I'm dying to live again. I'm dying to live again. I'm dying to live.
Putting it all on the table, man. 2P13. I'm all in. Yeah, 2P13. The whole team all in too. 2P13. Game up. KB, let's go.
R.I.P. to the old man. To the old man. Raising the stakes, my chips in. My chips in. We 50 deep and ain't bluffing. And ain't bluffing. My poker face. Got on my poker face.
Man, I'm so far gone like Cluedo. Like a running back through that two hole. I'm putting it all on that line, boy. Ninth in the grand slam,
two hole.
All or nothing, no straight. Got the highest hand, no straight. Got a 10, got a jack, queen, king, and ace. That's a royal flush.
If you ain't know
what that mean, man, what that mean? Rally around me, man, been I king. All that mean is King Jesus gave us everything on that tree. Gave us everything when he died. Gave us the winning hand when he rose. Second Peter, 1-3, all things. Lord knows.
All or nothing, see, I ain't bluffing and I ain't flexing, I'm turning up. They pulverized them, they brutalized them, they crucified them, they strung them up. He resurrected, I rose with him, that great commission, I go get him. I'm so fishing, I'm so Christian, I still believe God can sober up.
Anybody's
sin,
sin,
problem.
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
gospel.
Got him.
We just
gotta
be all
in.
It worked back in with Paul and him. I'ma stick to the script, I'm all in, go.
R.I.P. to the old man,
to the old man.
Raising the stakes, my chips in,
my chips in.
We 50 deep and ain't bluffing. My poker face,
that
got on my poker face, and we all in.
Can you feel that?
Every breath, every pump in my chest is a blessing. I'm blessed to get back, back to back to him now. Sits high, real rap, no lie. The impact, oh my God, cause I saw God back in 05. Want me to stay calm, you kidding, man, the cold high. I'ma be defending for a minute. When the spirit living in me, I'ma start and I'ma finish. And you gotta deal with it, us, making sure that you feel it whenever we step in the field. Fearing nobody, cause he ain't beat by nobody. Checked the tomb and found nobody. Get it? They found nobody. That's why I go so Canelo, Ward, and Cotto. I'm fighting for my country. That's the kingdom, man, you know though. Hold up, hold up, hold up. You can't bet our lives that we win, cause he said he'd get out that grave and look at where he's seated.
We all in,
all in.
We all in.
Tell him we all in.
We all in,
all in.
We all in,
all in.
We all in,
all in.
We all in.
Tell him we all in.
We all in.
If they asking, if they asking, and we R.I.P. to the old man,
to the old man.
Raising the stakes, my chips in,
my chips in.
We 50 deep and ain't bluffed in, bluffed in. My poker face.
Right, we back with Yavis on Yada the King Radio, man. I got his name right, man. I've been over here practicing. Like, when you talking, dog, I've been over here like, yo, let me get his name right. We got it right. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the transparency, if you just missed it, go to ydkradio.com. Tune into this whole interview. There's a lot of jewels in here that you want to get. He's been transparent, sharing what God is doing in his life, man. And that's what we all need to do, man. What is God doing in your life? Hey, man, if God's doing something, I need to hear about it. Hit me up, 425-243-4285, man. We can rejoice together. We can pray together. Whatever we need to do, man, we're going to get it together. Hey, Yavis, talk to me, man, real quick, man, for people out there that's wondering about this album, Favor versus Fury, is that right? Or Favor
Favor over Fury.
Talk to me about this album. Why the title? I mean, I was listening to the album. You actually tried to explain it, and I like that, man, about you, man. You had some nice little candid moments in the album. So talk to me about this album and why people need to go pick it up.
Man, this album is like, it's been like 3 years in the making, and it kind of gives you everything that I went through, you know what I'm saying, through label situations, through friendships, through losing family. It's really a honest project, and the whole concept behind the project is that if you look at the life of David, it's like every time God elevated David, he behaved himself more wisely. Scripture said that he behaved himself more wisely, and so it's like if God elevates you certain places, you have to learn to deal with the situations better and better and better. But it said that every time David also got elevated, you notice that Saul became more furious and more hatred was thrown towards David. And so the thing about it is that the favor of God will elevate you, but it also will cause the fury of those around you to hate you. But the favor of God always wins over the fury of men. And so that's the concept behind the album. And it's really like I feel like it's a very relatable project, because you listen to it, you find songs that really speak to you and that you were dealt with. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole idea of the album.
Dope, man. I like that, man. And once again, going through some of the things that you went through, a lot of times that births things in us, and God allows that to happen. All the stuff David went through. You got to remember, David was anointed king as a young man. I don't think he touched the throne until like 15, 20 years after he was anointed. You know what I'm saying? So, as you said, man, God allows us to go through things, and thus we see the heart of David. Thus we see the heart of Yavis. So, man, definitely, this was also a top 40 album, bro. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Man, that was a favor of God, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, it did well on iTunes. I think it tried at like 40, and then like a couple of days later, Billboard magazine hit me up like, yo, like the album hit our charts.
Wow.
So I was like, where? And they didn't know where it had hit yet, so they was like, well, just know that it hit the album charts, you know what I mean? And they told me, like, you know, it ended up debuting at 41, and I'm like, or 40, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So it was a blessing, man. It was definitely an open experience for me, and I mean I would have been happy if it went 140, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
It was cool to go that way. So that gives me something to look forward to. Like, for the next project, man. Continue to raise the bar, and it shows that God can do it, because I'm an independent artist. I put the album out, you know, by myself, like with no label. You know what I mean? So that was huge, you know.
Amen, amen, bro. We definitely rejoice with you. We just pray that more people be impacted, like you said, the lady that said, hey, I don't want to get an abortion, I just want to do this thing the right way, man. People repent and turn from the fury into God's favor, right, man. And that's really what's up, bro. Let's say, man, somebody want to get in contact with you, they want to connect, maybe they want to feature. Where are you at on the internet, man?
Man, you can go to YavisMusic.com. Yavis is spelled Y-A-V-E-S. YavisMusic.com. My Twitter is Yavis Ellis, my government name. You can also hit me on Facebook, Yavis.Ellis. Man, I'm available. I'm there, man. You want to do features, collab, hit the website. It's actual, it's a contact sheet on there. Or, you know, just hit us on the email, Yavis@YavisMusic.com.
All right, man. What's coming up next for you, bro?
I just left New York. I did a rap test. So I did 5 shows in New York. I'm in 3 days, which was bananas.
Yeah, how was it, man? Give me some details.
Man, it was a blessing, man. I got a chance to meet like a lot of the homies, man. Like you, like me and Swoop are super cool. So we had a ball. We were together all weekend.
Yeah.
Christian Gray was from Columbus. You know, we kicked it. I got a chance to finally kick it with Dre Murray and Alex Faith, and those are some great dudes. So
yeah,
it was like my brothers now, for real, man. The whole We Live Is Kings camp, and I met a lot of artists that I really admire, like Selah. Out of the corner was there, man. He came up to me and spoke, and I was
nice.
Like, it was like being starstruck, man. Like, because I'm really a fan of this guy's music.
Yeah.
Bert, you know what I'm saying, who was the actual founder of Rap Fest 20 years, like to be at the 20th anniversary, and it was crazy because I actually had closed the night out.
Wow.
It was like dope too, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And they had a cypher that we did. The cypher went good. So you can actually go on YouTube and you can actually see the cypher. You got like 20 something MCs just going in, spitting.
Oh, so, man. You know, I'm about to watch, you know, that.
Yeah, it was a blessing, man, to be in the Bronx and be able to do that, man. It was dope.
Wow, man. So,
and I think next week I'm in California. I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in Oakland doing some shows. And then after that, I'm going to be with Andy Mineo, Kiera, Kiki Sheard, and Kay Drama. We got a show in Ohio together, man. So it's some stuff popping, man.
Yes, so y'all want to go to YavisMusic.com to find out when he's going to be in your area, your neck of the woods. Any other moves coming, man? Anything else coming music-wise? Music video-wise?
Man, music video-wise, we're trying to figure out. We're probably going to do Problems, which is a feature. It got Cambino on there, Trevies, Aquiel, Jay Martyr. We might do Problems next. But me and Swoop thinking about doing Speak. Like, we really want to do Speak. So
yeah,
me and Swoop trying to figure out how we can get this video popping off. But we got some videos done. We just try to figure out how we're going to release them. But right now, Butterflies is kind of what we're pushing because of the message and the agenda we're trying to push on that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Trying to make it happen.
All right, man. Any last words you want to share with those listening on the podcast?
Man, I just want to say, you know, if you get a chance to check out the music, please do. A lot of times people don't give artists they never heard of before a chance. But, you know, I'm kind of begging y'all, man. Listen to the music. Listen to a song. But don't do that. Like, go and look at the YouTube video to kind of see the history, because a lot of my videos, I got a lot of ministry stuff I do, like me preaching at churches or me preaching at the homeless shelters. So a lot of this is way bigger than music for me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of way bigger than music, where do you see yourself after music, man?
Well, right now, what I'm working on now is I actually have, you know, saying some stake in an actual clothing line I help out with called Kings Row. KingsRow.com, check it out. And then we have a shoe store called Soul Classics that I'm helping out with. But the plan for me right now, I'm finishing on my master's in theology. So I'm about to get a master's in theology and pastoral counseling. So I'll be doing counseling and stuff. And my plan really is after music is to go and lecture and to go and work with youth and young adults and kind of really help people grow into their full potential in Jesus Christ, for real.
Dope, man. That was the homie Yavis on Yada the King Radio, man. We're going to get into some music. Yavis, I appreciate you for tuning in with us, bro.
Definitely, no doubt. Appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Let's get into some more music, and I'll be back in a sec.
I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Real cool cat, never lukewarm. Still burn your stage down when I perform. And if you
you entertain, I hope you entertain these supernatural thoughts I'm putting in your brain. How he died, then he rose up. So instead of going down, it goes up. He show out when we show up. And if some life is in here with me, then you already know what's up. With our L's in the air, swinging them around like we just don't care. Probably cause we don't, we young. You thinking we gon' stop, silly rabbit? We won't. This is more than a movement, it's a lifestyle, something that you should be in tune with. And I put on for the B-A-Y, dominating on purpose every D-A-Y. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before we burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. They be like, slow down, play, get cool. You ain't gotta live like what he say, it's true. And I be like, hey, do you? Oh, I'm doing too much, watch me turn up times two. Mr. California Bear, my breeze so rare. Next in line to the king so you can call me your heir. Plus I'm trying to be a modern day Paul. Ready and with me, you can say rah. And if you know me, then you know that I stay fly. Faithfully loving, yeah, way keep his name high. Swimming pool full of faith, took a nosedive. DBGSPH is the motto that I go by. Dream big, grind smart, pray hard. Dealing hope is my night and my day job. Cause helping others prosper eternally's my answer. When asked what's the passion that burns in me, yeah, I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Now let me break it down so it's forever broken. Got that from the homie Word, keep your ears open. See, when I say the turn up is real, it just mean that I'm not gonna just sit back and chill. It just mean that instead of being passive and quiet, I'll ignite the excitement, enticing a riot. Hype man for the king, he the rock star. Lights stay flashing, cop car. Head high, ride low. Kick fear to the curb, tie bow. He the one that I ride for. He ghost ride, so we go wherever I go. And if you ain't know, now you educated. Feeling like Marvin Sapp never would've made it. Cause my chances were slim like Philmo. My life with his blood was spilled full. So I say, I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before we burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Turn up.
Trying to prostitute with God constitutes for marriage, but anything outside the word of God, let a robber perish. And that's double zeros until it cancels out. The living word of God is the number one thing I'm really amped about. Caleb, Joshua, you can add us in that crew. I'm on my Chick-fil-A. Five bass is the only way that we will move, and that's turned up. We maxed out, sky high, stay searching the word, no internet. Bookmark that in my archive, but these scholars altering the doctrinal. Big God's word, eliminate the other options. Similar to Paul, the call, we ain't stopping. Even if the guns are cocking, they're popping. My doctrine, more important than oxygen. G1, God first, cares of the world, don't break top 10. Plain and simple, Jesus is the only one way. We prepare for takeoff, we fly, no runway. I'm for the word of God, it prompts me. Living in this life with my brothers, no Isley, no Facebook, but they views dislike me. Crying, you choose Jesus over us, precisely.
Turned up, turned up, Jesus got me turned up, turned up, turned up. We bring that noise, I'm turned up, turned up, turned up. Jesus got me turned up, turned up, turned up. We bring that noise, I'm turned up.
You can't turn me down, I'm turned up, burning up with the word filling my cup. You filling me up to the brim, filling me up. I'm amped up, now I'm supercharged up, bolted up, feeling I'ma blow up, bold enough, now I'ma step it up. Going high like I never been before, never giving up on the name that's highly lifted up. Cause I'm turned up, living on that limitless maximum. The person I become, my life speaks volumes, got people covering their eardrums. I look them in the eye like you want some, but then they leave me lonesome. They don't know I'm over explosive. When I'm all alone with the sun, it's like gathering a bunch of energy, going supernova, cataclysmic, game over, wrecking life with
I love when my spirit coming forward, double our rainfall, covering all till we worship, seeking his face. Zoom in like a lens till we close up. Heads up in the air to the sky like a stick of hard top. Lord, clean and renovate and never testify. He came into my life and now he got me, got me.
Turned up, Jesus got me turned up. We bring that noise, I'm turned up. Jesus got me turned up. We bring that noise, I'm turned up.
For you like a jukebox, turned up. Like a heat wave, I'm fired up. I'm in the game, making plays. They say what's your favorite rock? I praise. Cause I remember how my life used to be. He made a change and gave destiny. No chains, look what he did for me. Yes, I'm a slave. Jesus is the name that I be reckoning. Equip me with the word of God. Took away my worries and my stresses.
He made everything alright.
See, I'm a Christian, not a selfish dude. He gave me his word so I can share with you. Jesus supreme, King of the Jews. Surrender to his will and he'll make you play me.
Jesus got me turned up.
You know, I used to want a lot of things, man. All the money, cars, clothes, jewels. But there's something I found better, man. There's no place I'd rather be than in Christ. Yes, sir. So kind. Jay Carter.
Yeah.
Come on.
All the material things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me, to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me.
Come on.
Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
Used to reach till I was famous. The star like Jay and Lil Wayne is. A rapper with a lot of chicks and number one bangers. Everybody know me first name with the bankers. VIP listed front row with the Lakers. Cars in the clothes, everything you could think of. Big crib mansions in the countries where they play us. Pool every house in the room, can't you roll? Private jet flying on my team, I got the bureau. Never have to worry, got the law on the payroll. Even Mexico got a trillion instead of peso. They doing what I say so, I thought this was the life, oh. Me until I found the light of Christ and I let go.
Things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me, to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
All the money and the cars and the fame and the women couldn't match the true happiness. The media's a gimmick. When I did a concert in Colorado and we're finished off the call, I seen the souls call for Jesus in the spirit. That's the moment that I recognize people really listening. These souls were in my hands, now I'm really on a mission. This is more than the music, and my knees was repenting. Had to turn from my pride and my own ambitions. This is for the Christ and I'm never going back, man. You can keep the money and the fame and the mic stand. Here for the souls, gotta reach a whole lost land. Picked up my cross, fully aware of what it's cost.
All the material things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me, to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
Lived in Europe and Korea, still spread the gospel. People showing love, soul saved like revival. God bless my ministry and family for sure though. Gave back a hundredfold, more than you could ever know. Nothing could explain his grace and he never let me go. Once I heard that Jesus gave his life for our sins. Lived, died, resurrected on the cross for my sins. Then I knew the Romans 10, that confession I would live in. Jesus in my heart changed, repenting from my sins. Now I tell the whole world about a passion never quit.
Things and the people I follow. Never satisfied.
All right, that's So Calm, No Place I'd Rather Be on Yacht of the King Radio. That's what it is, man. I would not rather be anywhere but in the house of the Lord, man. I've been with a whole bunch of churches. We've been saying the exact same thing like all weekend. Let's get on the topic of the day. We're talking character. I got the definition right here. I'm going to just go with this one. It says the combination of qualities or features that distinguishes one person, group, or thing from another. So when I look at that, man, this is almost like the difference maker. When you look at your character, it is a difference maker. Yavis was talking about your character with God. Even your character with people is very important. First, with God is very important. If you don't have strong character with your relationship with God, then you're probably in a bad shape. You know what I'm saying? And I would say this, it's not too late. You can work on it. You can get it together. But it is something that is essential. I always tell people, you know, if these people that you want to date have not fallen in love with God or fallen in love with God, they're not going to love you to their full extent because they still don't know what real love is. So let's talk about character, man. How do you build character? Number one, make a list of the things that you're doing that you feel that, hey, I need to get them right. And sometimes it's good. The Bible talks about writing out your goals, writing out your plans. Take a list and even look at some of the things that you need to work on. And then make a easy goal so you can see how you can work on it. It could be a daily goal, weekly goal. Figure it out. You do it how you do. But your character is very, it's important, man. I think that when people have bad character, people don't want to be around them. People, and you can even ask your friends, do I have good character? Is my character good? Am I tripping on my character? You know, and these are good questions to ask people that are close to you. And don't ask a yes man. Ask somebody that's really going to tell you what's going down, man. And these are things that will help build your character. Also, dig in the Word of God for different areas that you're dealing or you're struggling with. If you're struggling with character, with telling the truth, find a whole bunch of scriptures that speak about the truth. Begin to speak the truth to yourself. A lot of times people lie because they want to hide certain things that are going on in their life, or they don't want to face the consequences. And I'm going to tell you this, sometimes your consequences need to be faced so that you can move to the next level. These are a couple things that you can do to build your character, man. And if you want prayer, you feel like, hey, man, I don't know how to get through to myself, I would say, man, talk to a minister in your area, man. Talk to a local pastor. Or give us a call, 425-243-4285. We would love to pray with you, hold you up in the Lord. And this is something that we can get done, man. I definitely believe that character is something that we need to work on. And right now we're seeing that character is almost the last thing people work on. People work on getting their finances right, getting a house, getting whips. They work on all of this, but they don't work on their character. Character to me is stronger than even a credit score, man. Because once your character is bad, it's very difficult to get it back, man. But I just want to encourage you. You can get it back if you work on it, if you try hard. And God is always a God of a second chance, man. As long as you're living. If you're dead, it's no second chance. I just want to clarify that. But that's really what it is, man. I'm about to get out of here. Yacht of the King Radio, I appreciate you for checking out. Go to ydkradio.com. Check out some more interviews, man. And if you got questions, feel free to hit me up once again. 425-243-4285. I'm out of here, man. Keep it kingdom, life, and bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta.